progress. They are the flood's fingerprints, the lizards scurrying across a wall, the flies buzz, gelled in hover, the spider's hairline drift, the vulture and the albatross, and all the kited wings, all the living things that bring the sea's unleaden habits to air and land. Their floated masteries would a normal practice be, had the rains endured and the whirling arcs never keeled. It is no accident that when men fled the dense quotidian to rub the empty stars, they wombed their weight in freedoms of untroubled space. Soot bubbled, tubed to air and duty, they bowed to the mosquito lighting on a pond, the mantis and the jay. They homaged the bat's pendulum and the ant's intact dive from canopies where serpent and monkey mirror each other's coil and hold. The flood, maligned in murderous tales, was not at all about a hated world. It was and is a call to disregard the plum, as do the dancer's silken veil, the flag folding like kelp in the just breeze, the balloons of heat and helium. Behold the hummingbird, who will not forget water's freedom in a falling world. It did not have to lift toward emptiness, a moon away from its kind, and ponder continent and season in spun blurs eclipsed by a gloved thumb to understand the stillness of journey.